کمالگای خود و دویجی خود SPS کردی.
Hevin Mashad, like thousands of students around Australia, has just completed her high school certificate, or Year 12. Hevin Mashad, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you for having me.
Hevin, being at school for the past 13 years and now that you've completed your higher school certificate, what are your plans for the future? Are you going to continue studying? If so, what would you like to study for a career?
I would definitely like to continue studying. I hopefully like to pursue speech pathology at Macquarie University. So I'll be continuing my studies to get towards speech pathology.
What made you choose speech pathology?
I've just seen, they used to have it at my old school, and I just love the way help children get where they want to be and help them overcome their problems with speech.
And obviously you want to work with children. Have you ever worked with children before?
I have. I've volunteered at a couple disability schools, like helping children, helping them with their daily activities. I just love the feeling. So I wanted to pursue something with children and helping others.
Hevin, thank you for speaking to us and good luck in whatever you decide to do.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Aria Hassan, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you.
Aria, you came to Australia not long ago as a refugee, but after studying very hard and learning the English language, you have completed your higher school certificate. What are your plans for the future? Are you going to continue studying? What are you going to do?
For sure, yeah, I'm going to continue my studying. I just found myself in community service industry. I really love it. I enjoy it. And I'm already working at the SSI Settlement Service International. I've been working for 6 months. And for sure, I'm going to continue studying. So my plan is to do diploma in community service online. And after this, I will enroll in university doing social work. And they can count the unit that I already done it in diploma in community service in my bachelor degree.
So you want to work with refugees and eventually when you finish, you would want to work as a social worker.
That's right. I really like what I'm doing. I just want to add that the work I'm doing now, it's in employment service. It's a very good program. It's been for last 6 months. I'm seeing all the refugees here, they need it, especially for them. They don't have the English. It's not their first language. They don't have local work experience. So I really appreciate it because I got the work through that.
And we said you came to Australia as a refugee. Where did you come from?
I come from Syria.
Aria Hassan, thank you for speaking to us on SBS Radio and good luck in your future.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Diako Farouki, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Diako, you've recently finished your HSC, your higher school certificate.
Yeah.
What are your ambitions or plans for the future?
So I already got into a film uni, which is really great. So it's a Bachelor of Film, but I'll be studying for 2 years. So I'll be doing that. Well, during that as well, hopefully, I'll be making my own like short films and long films to inspire other people, which I really enjoy doing, so that'll be great.
So you're interested in films, and but a while ago you were doing modelling as well, I think.
Yeah, I went to actually to the United States for acting and modelling, which I won like a lot of medals there. But the modelling one, it's more, you see, I'm like, so when I got my medals in America, and one of the people told me that the good thing was that I'm, like it's weird to say, but I'm good looking also. For example, in Hollywood, they really enjoy like people that are good looking and also good at acting. But the thing is, why I'm doing film in university is so I could make my own film. So it's like instead of restricting myself into just learning to act, I could make my own films too, so I have a wider range of what I want to do.
Diako, thank you for your time and thank you for being on SBS Radio and all the best for your future in whatever you decide.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.
Aria Güler, now that you've completed your higher school certificate or the VCE, what are your plans or ambitions for the future?
Well, I'm hoping to get into a double degree of nursing and midwifery, and then it goes for 4 years for the double degree. And then after that, I just want to get a lot of work experience. But if I can't, I'm just going to do nursing and then do my extra year to get into midwifery.
Well, what made you choose the midwifery or nursing?
I don't know. I've always had an interest in health, and I really like babies and everything got to do with it. And my mum's a nurse as well, so I was just influenced with all of that.
Arya Gular, thank you for speaking to us on SBS Radio, and good luck in whatever you decide.
Okay. Thank you so much.
SBS Kurdi. روجنینی ششه واره و روجن یکشمه دوی دونیورو یان گهلیدانا برای اینترنت دما دخوازیم.